K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I am at wit's end.
Excuse me, sir?
Is this the radio station?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Framington calling.
Ron Framington, you're the guy from Boca Grande, right?
Yes. Can I speak, please?
You're with some organization. OBGYN.
Out of Boca Grande, you narcotics.
Yeah, you. What can I do? What can I do?
I don't need to talk to you.
You don't need to talk to me. Then what are you calling the radio station
because
for?
Because I know that young people listen to this rock music.
Young people listen
to,
yeah.
I want to speak to them directly.
You want to speak to them directly.
There is no place in this area for you and your drugs.
Hold on a second. Don't start already. Don't start already, Ron. What do you mean there's no place
don't
in this area?
Don't tell me not to start already.
What?
You know what? You're sitting there in your air-conditioned booth.
Yes.
And you have no idea what's going on in the real world, my friend.
What are you talking about?
I am disgusted. I am at wit's end.
About what?
I happen to pay a pretty penny.
Yes.
For the privilege of living on Boca Grande.
Yeah, you've told us that many times.
I was sitting on my back porch overlooking the beautiful Gulf of Mexico today.
Yes.
And do you know what I was treated to?
What?
As I'm trying to enjoy a few convivials?
What?
Anal cleavage.
What?
Anal cleavage.
Well, what about, what, on a woman? That's I wouldn't complain about that.
Woman. It was some little college girl.
College, well,
that is disgusting.
Spring break is here, Ron, and I don't know.
They pulled their boat right up in front of my property, and they were practically nude.
You know what?
They were displaying, in violation of Florida law, anal cleavage.
She probably had a nice little bikini on. And yes, it's spring break. Most of the spring breakers are on Fort Myers Beach.
I'll tell you where most of the spring breakers are, my friend.
What?
They're on drugs.
Oh, come on. Come on. You know
what? I am out trying to enjoy a few convivials on my property.
Right.
That I have paid a pretty penny for.
Uh-huh.
I do not expect to be subjected to underage anal cleavage.
Ron, let me explain to you first. The spring breakers, most of them are on Fort Myers Beach. Some of them might tend to take a boat or...
I am talking to you. I am talking to the children. And let me talk to you, little Betty with the anal cleavage.
Yeah.
You better be glad that it was a decent, upstanding citizen like Ron Framington that saw you instead of some creep.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Tell this... Hang the damn phone up. We don't want to hear this old fart. You know what? If they're showing butt cleavage.
I don't want to hear from somebody who's been laying tile all day thinking about getting home and...
Settle down, Ron.
Budweiser.
Settle down.
I don't want to hear from you people. I want some decency, and I want what I am entitled to, which is peace and quiet and not being constantly barraged with underage anal cleavage.
Hold on a second. I want you to stop in your tracks right now, Ron. Spring break is here. There are college students, yes, on Fort Myers Beach. Majority of them are not coming out to your island on Boca Grande.
Well, I was assaulted with anal cleavage.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, where exactly can we see this anal cleavage at?
Evidently on Boca Grande.
All right.
I don't want to hear anymore. It's bad enough, the bad element that lives here already with the drugs and the bomb cars and all this. But you know what?
What?
With these kids and their drugs and their anal cleavage,
come on.
I am at wit's end.
Come on. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, tell that guy on the air right there to go back and kiss his boyfriend. Shut up and get off the air.
Yeah, they're all mad at you. There's nothing wrong with a little female anal cleavage.
I can live with these people being angry with me because that means that I'm right. I don't want you people to agree with me because I know what you people do with your drinking and your drugs and your fornication.
K-Rock, hello.
You and your drugs.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, you tell that wrinkled up Ron, this is Betty, and tomorrow he's getting the front view.
Well, let me tell you something, young lady. That's a very dangerous thing to do because the next time it may not be a decent, upstanding, responsible person like Ron Framington that is forced to look at your anal cleavage. It could be one of these sicko tile setters, and they could come out there and forcibly rape you.
The only thing you're doing...
Because it's an invitation to rape wearing something that exposes the anal cleavage.
The only thing you're doing here, Ron, is you're just stirring up crap. You're stirring up crap.
I am not the one stirring up crap. I am the man that went into to the rear of my property to enjoy a few convivials this afternoon and was assaulted with anal cleavage by this shameless young hussy who obviously wanted me.
When when do you go back up north? That's what I want to know. When do you go back
Easter
north?
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. Well, good riddance to you. Go back. Where are you from?
New Hampshire.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, let's speak to Stan, please.
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Stan, this is great.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
You want to say hi to Ron?
Where exactly does this guy live, man?
He lives on Boca Grande, and he's already complaining that he's seeing young women with...
I was assaulted by anal cleavage.
Oh, well, you should be glad.
Well, I'll tell you what. I pulled my boat out where he is, and I'll tell you what, I'll give him a full moon without the pirate patch. What do you think?
There you go, buddy.
He's redneck ass with the booze and the drugs and the NASCAR.
Oh, stop now. Stop it. You chose to live in this area, all right?
I happen to have been happily married for well over 40 years, my friend.
Yeah?
And I don't need some shameless young hussy making a play for me in front of my wife.
Somebody, some spring breaker, some girl with her boyfriend or something probably took their boat and went over to Boca Grande.
Well, I don't
why
know
not?
Why she had a boyfriend because she was all hot and bothered for me.
For you. I
she
doubt
was
that.
Hot ass out there on the boat exposing the anal cleavage.
Yeah, what did you do? Have your lime green golf shirt on and your plaid pants? Your plaid... shorts?
What are you, some kind of fashion critic?
That's what you were wearing. I don't know.
I wear resort wear, yes.
I don't know. You do. And I don't know anybody that's a young, hussy, little, anal cleavage showing college girl that would want to have anything to do with you.
Okay.
Why, you just live?
She sees my nice home.
Uh-huh.
She sees the fact that I'm well-to-do and thinks that I can be swayed with just her shaking her ass up there, her bare ass. And I am just livid.
I don't think
because
so.
Because there's no way that young girl would be coming up and doing that if it wasn't for you and your drugs.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Dan.
Yes.
It's a waste of good anal cleavage for him to be looking at something that beautiful.
You're right. You know what? That is. That's a waste, Ron.
That young girl needs to cover up and get off the drugs.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, you got to tell this guy. Ain't nothing wrong with a little anal cleavage, you know?
Nothing wrong.
As long as when it sits on your face, you can still hear the stereo.
You people are crass. You were out of your mind on the crack cocaine.
Nobody's on crack.
And the LSD.
Why do you think everybody that lives here is on crack cocaine,
you know,
LSD?
I am willing to write a personal check.
Yeah,
I'm willing to write a personal check to get more drug-sniffing dogs to take care of these kids and their drugs.
Let me take another. K-Rock, K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I bet after he saw that anal cleavage, he went in and...
Ron, care to comment on that?
What?
You got a little aroused by that, didn't you, today?
Well, that's entirely my point.
So you were aroused.
These things arouse men. And if she had been around someone besides a perfect gentleman like myself that's willing to take his business inside instead of going after her, honey, you don't know what kind of trouble you're asking for.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
You know what they say, man. Crap kills, baby.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ask this guy. I know you think everybody down here is on drugs.
Yeah,
right?
He does. He thinks everybody that lives down here that's not up from up north is on
drugs. What do you think you're fooling?
He was in his backyard having some convivials, right?
Yeah, he's boozing. That's right. Hey, that's right, Ron. You're in your backyard abusing alcohol.
Let me tell you something, my friend. There's something called Prohibition. And when Prohibition was around, decent people did not imbibe in convivials. But then there was a law that was passed. It had a 3.2% alcohol content in beer and wine that made it legal. Later on, it was extended to include spirits. So therefore, in the United States of America, I have the privilege to be able to drink responsibly. Not like you people and your drugs and your crap bins.
Goodbye, Ron. I'm done dealing with you for today. Done dealing with you. Take it or leave it. I would have taken it.
Well, as far as I am concerned, the only solution left is that I am going to band together with all of the good people that I know are here seasonally, and we are going to drive the price of property up so much that even in a dump like San Carlos Park, your Golden Gate, your Cape Coral, and run them all out and make it all gated.
Goodbye, you idiot.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere.
Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
That's when I shut it off. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show. I can't get into it right now. I got important things to talk about.
Woo! Did that so much on Saturday night, he couldn't get it out.
bit of Dave-orama.
Let me update people around here. People have been tampering with stuff around here, and I don't like it one iota.
big doings up in Port Charlotte, and I've got an update for you. Earlier today, a truck leaking stuff, hazardous stuff, was stopped, and for hours, I-75 north and southbound were closed up in Charlotte County. Let me give you an update, because this was within the last half hour. This is from NBC2 Traffic. I-75 southbound lanes are open. Northbound lanes remain closed. Expect heavy delays on US 41 until all lines are reopened on I-75. Going to check and see if northbound has opened. But Highway Patrol pulled over a box truck during a traffic stop and noticed an odor and substance leaking from the truck. Hazmat investigation forced the Highway Patrol to shut down a section of I-75 in Charlotte County.
Was it drugs?
You and your drugs. After pulling over the box truck during a traffic stop, they said there was an odor, a substance leaking from the truck. According to the report, the truck was carrying 15,000 pounds of resin, a highly flammable substance that is also harmful to the lungs.
So it's marijuana resin.
It could be.
I didn't know that they had trucks that would take that out of town for you.
I don't know, but evidently they did. And they saw that leaking resin. Yeah, it was shut down. 41, an absolute madhouse. If anybody within the sound of my voice can let me know, texting us or emailing us, is I-75 northbound reopened up in Charlotte County? Because that really caused havoc earlier today. And they didn't know what it was for a long time. Just knew it was bad news. Speaking of bad news, Saturday night.
Come on, how about, you know, you got the first show jitters out of the way the week before. He should be right in the pocket
now. I have never seen a program director so angry because
he... And now, was he angry at Dave or angry at himself?
Both. He was air-checking it, and he mumbled under his breath. This Jeff Zito mumbled under his breath. Whose bright idea was it to put this jackass on a Saturday? Oh, I'll tell you whose bright idea it was. Mine. And he was kicking himself for it.
How bad could it be? Okay. I mean, he's just doing disc jockey stuff.
No, well. Okay. I'm going to...
I thought the whole idea was that you limited the damage because he could only do so much.
He couldn't limit the damage. I got to stay calm about this. And no, I'm not going to air check the whole show like I did last week, because even at home, I said, all right, let's give it a shot. I had to shut it off after the first hour. Now, unlike last time, I tried this time to help him.
You got involved?
I got involved. But
I thought we weren't supposed to get involved.
Because I so desperately wanted him to succeed.
And you know how he looks up to you.
Well, he didn't listen. He was doing the same
crutch-stoked,
let me tell ya. Just going,
whoa.
Every break. Woo! At 11:30, 11:40, Saturday, he was hoarse. He couldn't do it anymore.
He was too winded.
I shut it off, and my girlfriend was coming back from work, and I said, "Did you listen to any more of his show?" She said, "Yeah."
Because I know she's tried to intervene.
She tried unsuccessfully. She said, "Yeah, I listened to him coming home from work," and I said, "What was going on?" He was wooing towns. He gave a big woo to San Carlos Park, and a woo to Estero, and a woo to Cape Coral, and a woo. So that was one break.
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean, that's what he does when he's not on the air, when he's just sitting in his garage. He'll do that.
And then here's what Zito said, because I was listening here with him. Zito's son, the baseball star.
Oh, yeah.
Was in here. Now, here's a young kid getting ready to go to college.
Uber successful, yeah.
Super successful. Was laughing.
Dave.
No, at him. That he couldn't believe that this was on the air. He opened every break with a woo. And he talked, and I tried to tell him. I said, Dave, speak like you normally speak, and speak like you're having fun.
Woo!
But no, he does the woo, and then, all right, okay, I'm stoked. That's everyone. That song rocks.
So was it him trying to act cool?
I don't know what he's trying to do. I had to shut it off. I personally had to shut it off.
So the break comes in haywire, full of energy, and then just drops off a cliff.
I had to shut it off when, and I'll play it for you later on. That's the only break I'm going to play for you. I could play a million of them again.
I would like to hear it. I didn't hear it. I was told not to interfere.
He decided to relate a story of how, he and his buddy were tripping on three tabs of LSD.
Oh, at the water park?
And went to the water park.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then going through the tube at the water park was like going through the male organ and splashing into lady parts.
Rock and roll.
And I'm going, I'm saying to myself, am I hearing this on the radio? Am I hearing him say this?
I'd say that's pretty compelling content.
And then that's when I shut it off. So I texted him, and I said, first of all, stop talking like you're stoned. I said, talk like you're having a good time. And I said, secondly, Zito wants you to take one or two phone calls an hour. Everybody's texting me, man. I ain't getting any phone calls. I said, that's baloney. I said, try relating to the audience. I said, you just told all of Southwest Florida that you're tripping on LSD. I said, talk about how you love the ladies. Talk about what Haney told you about what are we drinking tonight? What's going on? Oh, yeah, right.
He did say that.
Yeah, he did say that's way up. And unprepared. There were chunks of dead air.
Was it bad enough where the sensor kicked off and went to alternate programming?
Here's where, and Jeff Zito said this. He said there were a few breaks that, all right, Dave, you're implementing some of the things I asked you to do. It should have ended 2 minutes ago. But he just get on and on. And he's doing it in that draw K-Rock. That's awesome, dude.
Well, you got to look at the positives. Did he say anything about getting the keys to the radio station?
No, he didn't say that.
See, he learned something.
Yep. Stoked, yeah. Let me tell you, a lot of that.
All right.
A couple of times.
Rock on.
And he even after I had the show off and I was, doing other things, he was still texting me. And the only thing I had in the text was, I know it. I effed up.
Normal interaction.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
That's true.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Grab bag in just a second. But the texts pouring in about the Dave the Waterman show. And I'll read a few of them, but there was one very interesting one, which I think might have some potential. And I asked our production guy, Rick Peterson, to do it. Let me get that text for you. And, well, let me tell you a few of the other ones. Jeez. I'm so stoked that we're stoked about Dave being stoked.
Oh, ooh. Let me tell you.
Guys, I listened to two breaks. They were not informative at all.
full of nothing but Dave adjectives such as stoked, awesome, we're rocking out, and woo.
What else do you need, man?
How about that break where he wants to get a blood transfusion like Keith Richards?
Did he say that?
Yes. Yes, he did. And not in so many technical terms. He used to...
You know, as much as Dave likes to think he's hardcore, I don't think he knows what he's talking about with Keith Richards there. Richards had to have that done.
Yes, for to save his life.
Yeah.
Sounds like more proof that Dave the Waterman is lazy. And that's a polite description. This is the one that I have Rick working on. I think we have found the solution. We'll have to wait and find out. Guys, just pre-recorded Dave's show and then sped it up from Saturday night. Just ticked it up a few notches. Sounds normal. Give it a try. It might be fun.
You mean you just pitched him up?
Sped him up. Not a pitch. But he talks okay, right? So I said,
"What was he acting like a stoner?"
Yes, I texted him Saturday night. Stop sounding like you're stoned.
Because he's not. He's a hyper guy.
Yes, that's the point. Get puffed up and do it.
So he's probably thinking, "I got to calm myself down."
Yeah, I'm stoked, brah. Speed it up. So Rick's speeding up a break, and we'll see what it sounds like.
I'd like to hear it plain first.
Well, I got a plain one for you coming up, too. About him dropping acid and splashing into a woman's private parts.
Oh, man. Stoked.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
I gotta tell you, man.
US 41, woo! North Naples.
Rock and roll.
Hey, get ready to tune in. There's a country award show coming up.
It's almost been an entire week since there was a country award show or country concert special. Well, the wait is over. Tonight, it's the Summertime Country Concert Jamboree, the SCC JMBs. Featuring everyone who's been featured in all the other specials, plus Cade McAllister, premiering his brand new song, Country Things.
Cowboy boots, pickup truck, long neck beer, dirt road, new dog, old fence, farm tractor, front porch, Wrangler jeans. Girlfriend riding shotgun, gun rack, bar fight, drinking whiskey, dusty road, Nashville, cowboy hat, horseback, they're all country things. Country things.
Yeah.
Don't miss the 23rd biggest night in country music, the Summertime Country Concert Jamboree.
They're country things.
The SCC JMBs tonight.
What's going on? You know him? Hold on a second. Who do you
know? I know him.
You know who?
Yeah, the guy that voiced that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's Jeff Blazy, the Blaze Man. It's my very first.
That was pretty good stuff.
Morning guy. What are you listening to right there?
That TCS stuff.
Yeah.
He does. What's he do? He works for.
Yeah, he works for that company, evidently.
Yeah.
Lot of that stuff for them.
He's the first morning guy I ever worked with. The guy that showed me how to be on the radio, like the guy that I am to Dave the Waterman.
Yeah, like you're showing Dave.
Yeah, obviously that guy was a lot better at showing. But
You got a big, big announcement?
You're selling yourself short, Jeffrey.
Big announcement at 3?
I just actually got off the phone with Dave.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he just called.
And apologized?
Dude, I know I'm about to get hammered, man. You just tell Stan.
You threw him off, Stan.
I threw him off. I was trying to help him.
Were you
hotlining him?
No, I was texting him for the first hour. He had 3 hours all on his own and proceeded to,
Did he ever take a phone call on the air?
One.
One?
One. Yeah, he said the phones weren't working right, and he might have a point.
Well, we can't argue that, can we?
Could have edited a little.
He could have edited a little. He had one really good break, and I was like, well, that was a really good break. I can't really say anything bad about that, you know. And then Stan said, "Yeah, well, Haney told him to say that."
It's true.
So yeah. Good job, Haney.
Haney gave you some phone starters, Dave.
Oh yeah, right. He did.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. This is pretty wild.
Why has that become like a major focus of my life?
What?
Because I met Dave randomly many years ago.
Yeah, you forced him on me.
And for some reason, it seems like my whole life's work is trying to make Dave successful.
Yes. And if with all the opportunities he's had and he still can't. This is amazing. This is amazing. A guy in Washington State, got trapped under his tractor trailer. This happened a couple of months ago. In the wilderness. Nothing around.
And then he made his way to the airport and took off in an airplane.
I got that one coming up. I got him talking. But this guy that got trapped under his tractor trailer truck in the wilderness had to rip his own leg off to avoid dying.
Did he have tools?
No. He was tying down a load of lumber. The truck started sliding. One of the wheels pinned his leg. Apparently, the tire broke all the bones in his lower leg.
And it was a split-second decision. It was either I get pulled into this and lose my life, or I rip a limb off. I was standing right here, and the truck started to slide. And I went in here because if I had come out this way, it would have took both my legs off.
I basically felt or heard the bones in my leg break. They were all freaked out. I said, "Calm down, guys. Get me a tourniquet before I bleed out." I told him what I wanted. Medic 96, Medic 93, and a helicopter. And he goes, "Wow." Told dispatcher, "Is the patient alert and oriented?" I go, "You're talking to him." I told anybody that comes here, it's all positive. There's no negative here.
I'm here today to talk about it.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. I don't think you could be around him too long.
No. Mr. Tough Guy there.
Yeah, you don't like braggarts like that.
So that,
Yep, you need to get me Medic 93, Medic 96.
He knows it.
And Stan would be, hands on hips going, "You don't even know what that means,
yeah,
do you?
You
dumbass.
Know. I got the ambulance coming, all right? They know what to do.
Don't give me that Medic 93.
That runaway worker in Seattle.
Do you know immediately what I thought of when I saw that story? And I don't know how this happens with Dave, but he's always around it. What were we talking about with Dave
him
on Friday?
Flying a plane.
The fact that he worked at an airport and managed to get himself onto a plane.
Yeah. I got an email later on today from a guy that flies planes and called BS on that.
No, but I mean the fact that
similarities of the story
that comes out from Dave the day before this happens, and then I start seeing all these stories thinking about Dave about how insider threats in aviation. We've really got to be careful with the numbskulls we allow near planes.
Now, keep in mind, this guy wasn't a trained pilot.
This guy. They've written a lot about him, but it seems to me, piecing it all together, he was like, what, close to 30?
Yeah.
Like late 20s? But was born in Key West. His parents moved him to Alaska. He went to college somewhere in Oregon or California, met a girl. She didn't like Alaska, so that's how he ended up there. But born in Key West. Grew up in Key West.
Here he is talking to traffic controllers. They are traffic controllers.
And I'm listening to this. I'm going, why did this guy have to die?
Yeah, there's no... I mean, he seemed lucid. He knew what he was doing. He was very flippant about it.
And they still can't figure out... I mean, he was not flying, a fighter plane. He was flying a turboprop passenger aircraft, but was doing loops and stuff. They still don't know how he did it.
Take a listen to him. Amazing conversation with him in air traffic control. Amazing.
I got a lot of people that care about me. It's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh, man, those guys will rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there, too. I wouldn't want to do that. Hopefully, they probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick. This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I mean, I would hope it is for a guy like me. I don't need that much help. I played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
Minimum wage. We'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that'll grease the gears a little bit with the higher up.
Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I didn't told you. I don't want to hurt anyone. I just want you to whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
Man, he took the plane where there was not a populated area, and he's having a conversation.
And he was on for a long time.
Yes!
And it seems like he came to the decision while he was up there, this isn't going to end well.
Nope.
And so he decided to make the most of it and do the loop-de-loops and the barrel rolls and was having a very lengthy conversation with air traffic control and the two military pilots and basically telling them where he was going and didn't mean any harm. What I'd like to do is maybe head over to the Cascades. Oh, do you know, do you have coordinates on where that killer whale is? I'd like to see that.
Just was going to go out and have fun until it was over.
Oh, yeah, because it's like he reached that decision, made peace with it, and then it was a sightseeing trip.
Yep.
Until it wasn't.
Yep.
And it just, it killed me listening to that guy's voice. It's like, why did he have to die?
He didn't have to.
I mean, on the scale of screwed up, he wasn't that screwed up.
Savable.
And it seemed like everybody around him liked him.
Yep. Seemed like a nice guy. I love athleticism at any sport, football, basketball, baseball, hockey.
But especially gymnastics, where you're, you know, the females there and the uneven bars.
Young Mary Lou Retton.
Nadia.
Ramon Laureano, he plays for the A's. This is something that you don't see every day. He, outfielder, made a double play, caught the ball at the track. Not with a cutoff, man. With his arm, threw the ball 321 feet. Threw the ball 321 feet to double up the guy and get a double play. It amazed everybody.
There goes. And that ball's hit in the air, left center field. Laureano on the run, and he makes the catch. They got a chance to double up Young, and the throw is in time, and he got it. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That throw.
Oh, my God.
To Canna, it wasn't from the cutoff, man.
That's unbelievable.
It was from Laureano.
I mean, the catch alone was enough. But to finish it off with a double play. And, oh, by the way, here we go.
Threw the ball 321 feet. After making a great
now,
catch.
Now, see, that's the thing about your athletics. Because that guy, that may be normal to him, but his body and his together with his mind, with his training and understanding the game and what he needs to do. All of that reaction time that's mental and then just physically being able to deliver the ball. How long of a window does somebody have where they can actually do that? Is it a year? Is it 6 months?
Very, very small window. That much athleticism.
Yep. And the smarts to make it work.
Yeah, you're sharp like that maybe for a couple of seasons, max.
And then to match knowing what to do with the ability to do it.
Because when you're young, you're still learning the game. And then finally, when you get the idea how the game's played and you're at your physical peak, you start to go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Here's some. Okay. I think Tiger Woods is good for the game of golf. He's back. He's stronger than ever.
Publicity.
But
he brings much needed publicity.
Brooks Koepka, this young guy, just won his second major of the year.
But nobody would know if Tiger didn't get him to turn on the TV.
His third major of his young career, but nobody would know unless they got Tiger, because Tiger Woods did not win a major. He hasn't won a major in over a decade. Mm-hmm. But he came in second place, and on the 18th hole, he sinks a birdie putt. You'd think he won the tournament, but he didn't. He got a bigger round of applause than Brooks Koepka did for winning the tournament. Tiger played shot his lowest round ever in a major, and he's 42 years old.
It's to pull even with Scott for second. Guess what?
What else would you expect? Listen to that crowd for a golf tournament.
That is 64 for Tiger.
Hey, Koepka was behind him, made a tap-in putt to finish out and win the tournament. It wasn't that loud. Not even close. It was amazing. I just got to hope he keeps losing, because if he wins a major, I lose some money. I am okay. I'm okay. I'm okay till next April.
So you're a big Brooks fan.
Oh, yes, I was.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney broadcast. And thank you for joining us this afternoon. Telephone number into the studio if you want to talk to us. Area code 239-277-9600. And I've reposted Jeff Zito's tweet on our Twitter account. That's at Stan and Haney 96K. Asking you to vote on Dave last Saturday night. Jeff Zito posted it. I've just retweeted it on our Twitter page. At Stan and Haney 96K. How bad was Dave the Waterman last Saturday night? And your choices are worse than last week, a little better, you can't fix stupid. And so far the voting is 17% said worse than last week, 50% a little better, 33% you can't fix stupid. A little better is actually winning.
Well, right, it's now about time these polls started to be a little more honest.
So go ahead. I've retweeted Zito's tweet. You can find it at Stan and Haney 96K and vote. Now let's get to brass tacks.
And joining us now is Jeffrey Zito.
Jeff Zito is joining us.
The media mogul responsible for bringing you Waterman's World.
Yeah, I feel like an idiot.
Now,
welcome to my world. See? You're trying to elevate Dave. This is how you feel. This is how I felt for, what is it, 18 years?
18 long years. You give them it, served them on a silver platter, and here's where I tuned out. It was the last break of his 8 o'clock hour.
You didn't even get through an hour.
No, not this time. Last week, I went through 2 hours worth and left him alone.
So he, in fact, got worse this week.
Is that your opinion?
Because not according to the survey.
Yeah. It, only five people voted yet so far. And probably he voted already for himself. All right, here's where I tuned out. This was, I wanted him to, you know, and Zito did, and all the media, be upbeat and tell your stories. But then he went and told this story. And I said, nah, that's just about it. That's the end. Here you go.
Every break, 96 whoop. K-Rock, everything that rocks. That was Rise Against with Savior. Killer song, man.
Everyone's
love
killer.
It. Love Absolutely it. Love it. And, you know, I got to revert back just for a second. That Pink Floyd song, Wish You Were Here, reminded me, man, of a long, long time ago. Mm. I took like 3 hits of LSD acid, man, and decided to make the grand idea to go to a water park, and man, that was a bad idea, let me tell you, because I felt like a giant male member, and sometimes when you're going through those tubes, you know,
right on,
and I kept thinking, man, I'm sliding into giant lady parts, you know what I'm saying? What a trip that was, man. God, that was like just a party in itself. Woo!
that's when
and
I,
that's how it ended.
Yeah, that's when I said, no, I cut it off before he went and did a promo.
Okay,
I said that's it for Stan. I said I think there's some reality show of how I got pregnant on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch that instead. Jesus, I'm like I can't help him.
But, you know, what is he doing? He's bringing life experience to the show.
Yeah, basically telling all of Southwest Florida, I'm dropping acid. Well, you could tell, somebody said, and I said it to him, he was sounding like he was stoned.
Very slow.
Very slow.
And that's not the way he is.
He's so slow. Like, get it out, man.
He's hyper the rest of the time.
And that's what you would expect from him. Be excited. Be your hyper self. Talk about how much you love the ladies and how much they love you. And,
yeah, because it was almost like
I'm a member of the Ventures and all this stuff.
Yeah, it was almost like you were getting depressed, Dave.
Yes, that's what you were getting.
The Dave that calls you up late at night and you answer the phone and all you hear is, "Oh man,
I don't know, man."
And how many times every break he was wooing, and by the
but how can you woo? And then be depressed.
And then go back down. And by the you were listening to it. By the end of his last break, he couldn't woo anymore.
Yeah, he was getting hoarse. Yeah, he wooed too much. The whole conversation that we had was based around know where you're going, be prepared, and get it out. Just get it out, man. No more, you know, hey, man.
Was there dead air? Man. Was there dead air?
Yeah, it was a little dead air.
All right, so a texter just texted us. I told you about it. Said, you know what? I pre-recorded his show and was listening to it. And if you speed it up a little bit, it actually sounds... Where if he went and talked faster and was a little bit more alive, it might not sound bad. So asked our production guy, Rick Peterson. I said, will you
work
play
some digital magic?
Work some digital magic, play with this a little bit. Here is a normal break. Then we'll take this normal break that he did and speed it up a little bit.
So first you're going to play it as it was heard on the air, and then it will be enhanced.
And then it will be enhanced. As it was heard on the air, then enhanced. Here you go. Here's as it was heard on the air.
Woo! Man, I love that song, Disturb, Stupefy. Speaking of Stupefy, I know some of you, it's after 11, what, almost 11:20. Man, there's some of you guys out there that are just completely cocked, loaded, stupefied. Give me a call at 277-9600. I want to hear from you.
Jeez.
I want to hear just how stupefied you are.
That's it?
Wow. That's as it was heard on the air.
Okay. Stupefied.
Yeah, stupefied. Now, Rick Peterson went, and what did he do to it?
Digitally enhanced.
Right, right. In here. And look, I'm hearing around the building, it sounded better. Here we go.
Man, I love that song, Disturb, Stupefy. Speaking of Stupefy, I know some of you, it's after 11, what, almost 11:20. Man, there's some of you guys out there that are just completely cocked, loaded, stupefied. Give me a call at 277-9600. I want to hear from you. I want to hear just how stupefied you are.
Yeah, that didn't sound half bad.
That sounded pretty good. The pace was good.
Is there any way we could run that effect without him knowing it?
No, it would just create...
Because that there was energy there.
Yeah.
It moved along,
yeah.
Now, take that break, Stan, because it's 10 seconds. You sped it up to where it was actually 10 seconds quicker.
10 seconds
now,
faster.
Now, play that break.
So that means there was 10 seconds of wasted time.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is if you play that sped up break, and then after it's done, don't say anything. Let's let 10 seconds of dead air go by. That's Dave.
Yeah. So, you know what? And they say it in TV and radio. 10 seconds is a long time.
It's a lifetime.
So I'll be quiet for 10 seconds.
I don't think we can.
Yes, you can. I can't do it.
That was four seconds.
I can't do it.
That was 4 seconds.
Can't do it. What the?
I did it.
You did. You did do it. What do we do, Zito? Is there going to be a show?
It's unfixable.
Is there going to be a show next week?
I would honestly have to say that at this point in time, I think Waterman's World is canceled.
Oh, come on.
Really, man?
Yeah.
Really? And
he'll get better.
He's getting worse.
No, you brought up something.
See, what it is you had a lot of ground to cover with him. And
oh,
I'd be
please,
willing.
18 years. I'd be watching.
But he's learned nothing.
I know. Didn't he?
But
used
I
to
would
brag
be,
how he used to board up the Stern Show.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. But I'm sure that if you listen to whatever it is he did or didn't do on Saturday night, he did accomplish something you asked of him.
What?
Something.
What?
Like, you asked him not to do this or not to do it. He didn't say anything about keys to the radio station.
No, he didn't say that. He still wooed and let me tell
so
you.
So there we go. There's a big
stoked.
Win.
Stoked.
Okay, I'll tell you. He did intro songs a lot better this week.
And I like the drug talk.
You know, being yourself, Dave, is fine. But again, it's like... He just can't get it out.
And he doesn't know how to engage the listener. He's asking the wrong questions about stupefied.
And he's not prepared.
You know what he should have did? He should have came out of that song and wooed and said disturbed and stupefied. And speaking of stupefied, I'm Dave the Waterman and hit a song.
That would have been real good.
That would have been really good.
It would have been good and tight and full of energy, and it would have generated a couple of phone calls.
You know, I can't believe that you shaved 10 seconds off that break.
That was 10 seconds, and you know what? Although his voice was pitched up, it sounded good.
His voice was affected in that it was pitched up, but his cadence sounded normal.
Yes.
Do you know, like, Roger Marley, he's got, like, the kind of delivery.
Oh, careful.
Where,
I don't want to get hit by him.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Yep.
But you know how he's real laid back? I mean, he makes Roger Marley seem like the friggin' minute race guy.
Which makes no sense because Dave
is not that way.
He's laying down on the floor, then he jumps up, throws his hat down, jumps around, threatens you. And...
Yeah, I kept telling him, be yourself, act like you're having fun.
I think he's under the influence.
Oh, I think he's on something. You were guessing meth.
Well, his eyes' pupils are very dilated. I watch a lot of live PD. So
is that anything like county law?
Pretty close.
I mean, your son, who has dabbled in radio, dabbled.
Why would he dabble in radio? He's a superstar.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying. He needed a part-time job, a few extra bucks, dabbled in it, because, you know, dad can show him what... He couldn't believe what was going over the air. It's like, really?
He said to me, it was so terrible that it's actually funny.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's the key.
Yeah, well.
There's the key.
You know, you can't expect Dave to, let's use an MTV analogy. Dave is never going to be a Mark Goodman, okay? Mm. But he can be your Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
You know, but you're
They're
not
two
gonna,
different things.
But here's
Beavis and Butthead got canceled,
yeah,
too.
But Jeff said this before we came on the air. He said, I'll bet you that if
Then they I, made a movie.
That if I sat in here with him, I could help him. He goes, but I'm the program director. It's a Saturday night. And since when does a part-timer need a producer? You're not supposed to go and do that. He should be able to do it on his own. He doesn't have to constantly be told. And you tell him one thing, and 20 minutes later, he forgot all about it.
I think it might be taking a lot of brain power for him to hit the right buttons.
Oh, you can hear him thumping those buttons.
You can hear him thinking to hit the button.
So if he can get past the button-mashing difficulties, maybe then he can get a little better. I didn't say perfect, but maybe a little better.
But do we want to spend that much energy on it?
That's a lot of energy, man.
That's a lot of energy into...
what about from Dave's perspective? He's got 18 years.
Yeah, he does.
And Zito and I were talking off the air, and I said, you know, it is true. He's been around 18 years. Unfortunately, the whole time that he's been in radio, his experience consists of hanging around with me. And I am the worst friggin' role model. If you want to be a disc jockey, you should be nothing like me.
Yeah, but again, you know the basics and learned the basics many years ago.
Yeah,
which makes you
been there, done that, don't want to do it. Yeah.
Here's the thing. He had his how many times in the 5 years that D-Train was our producer that we asked Dave, just sit in there with him.
He's not going to do that.
And he won't do it.
He wouldn't be good at it.
He ain't good at what he's doing now.
I think he's better at what he's doing now than if he attempted to take on D-Train's job. He's not capable of that.
I wouldn't have him.
He's not capable of it.
Disaster.
Yeah, disaster.
Disaster.
But I'm just saying, you know, I asked your son, Zito, I said, with the limited stuff in radio, I said, do you basically know how to work a board? And he goes, yeah. He says, I've done that.
He runs remotes for us.
Pick it up in about 5 minutes. You know how to do it.
He used to run the phones for me when he was 9 years old when I was on the air.
Well, see, he beats me. Because I didn't run my first board until I was 15.
And he beats Dave the Waterman, who's 42.
And successful.
What? Please. What are you going to do about it, Zito? What are you going to do? Is there going to be a show Saturday?
No. There's got to be a show.
I'd cancel it right away. I mean, why are we even bothering? This is like dental surgery.
Yeah, it is.
I would say...
Are you making a statement right now?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. If he shows any kind of initiative, you know, he wants to learn, then maybe someday we can revisit this.
So are you saying maybe leave it up to him whether there's a show or not?
Yeah,
give him a chance to bow out?
I would say at this point in time... The Waterman's world has been canceled until further notice. If he can show that he wants to be here and wants to prepare.
You know, and you know what? Things can change. It's not like the old days where, you know, you had to worry about when Radio Guide went to print and hit the newsstand where you have all your listings, you know. With the digital stuff that we can make changes where we couldn't before.
It's true.
Is it canceled?
Yeah, it's freaking canceled. I mean, come on.
Based on what?
Well, he took one phone call. He blamed it on the phones not working. Yours seem to be working,
yeah,
right?
Sure, let me see if they work. Hold on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, buddy. I just wanted to make sure the phones are working here. And it appears you're coming in loud and clear.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, good.
Just wanted to say,
yes.
I listened to the show on Saturday.
Oh, you did
the
listen.
Show.
The yeah. show. The entertainment.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, right?
He sounded like a very tired Hulk Hogan / Ric Flair, who is just done.
So like a tired wrestler.
Did the Woos start getting to you? Were the Woos getting to you?
They really were, because nobody can do it right like Ric Flair, and he was just screwing it up and pissing me off.
But you know, in Dave's mind, that has nothing to do with Ric Flair. It's something he invented.
Yeah, he thinks he invented it.
Well, I'm just glad it's canceled, and maybe we can get it.
Come on, man. water park acid trip?
You've got to be kidding me. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
A couple comments about Waterman.
Yeah, please.
I think one thing maybe that he needs, first of all, if he's going to do the Woos, he's got to mean it. He can't,
right.
He can't just phone them in.
Yeah, you can't half-ass a Woo.
You can't half-ass it.
Say Woo.
Yeah.
But you know what he needs? He needs somebody in there with him. Bring a friend or something like that.
Oh, no. You know, hold it. You know, here's what you don't understand. Here's what you don't understand, Steve, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, and this is why I have the biggest problem with him. Yeah. Haney could be with him in the afternoon and tell him, Dave, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. And Dave will look him right in the eye and say, yeah, I know I got to do this. Yeah, he walks out of the building and sees one of his a-hole buddies who wants to do something totally opposite, and he'll do it.
Right.
So
right.
You bring one of his clown-ass buddies in here, and you've got a real burning fire on your hands.
Yeah, that's true. It would be a circus, but
circus.
I think for Dave to be genuine, he's got to have somebody to show off for.
You nailed it. To be genuine, he has to have somebody with him to show off for.
So he can brag.
Otherwise, he's just kind of talking into a void.
Great, great point.
Yeah, if he's not bragging, he sounds defeated. Yeah,
awesome point. You're right on.
Isn't that the truth with a lot of people?
It is the truth. Those are the people that want to go and rush home and hear themselves on the radio. They'll record it and they'll want to run home and hear, yeah, that's me on the radio, because it's attention seeking. He wants to show off. So he's in here by himself. Let me tell you something, a lot different when you're in a studio versus in front of a crowd of people. And he goes and does this stuff. He's not getting the immediate satisfaction of showing off. You're not getting, like, if you were doing a comedy bit at a club, instant reaction.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to deal. He's not getting applause, and he's not getting booze.
Yep. And so that, but you know what? You're not in the business of doing that for him. That's
you know
not what?
What he
you're
doesn't
in the business
need,
for.
He doesn't need a producer. What he needs is like a stand-in for you, someone that would just be a heckler.
Yeah, yeah. Poke a stick at him.
You suck, Dave.
Shut up! Yep, then you'd have a hit on your hands.
Get like one of them talking stand dolls.
Yeah! Yeah. Just a little push a button. Get him going.
Bulldoze him.
You know, I wonder if Rick could put together, you know, just a couple of mystery audio files that you put on the log, Jeff, that Dave has to play, like, in the middle of his rant, and it'll be Stan's voice. What a whack job. Yeah.
Why don't you shut up, Dave?
You shut up!
What are you on?
Hey, yeah, what are you on?
Maybe we could test that.
No, it's been canceled.
Where he has to just hit... He's forced. It's on the log. He has to hit these files at random times. He'll never know if it's coming.
Is he canceled?
He's canceled.
We'll be back.
Aw, Jeff.
Stan and Haney. 96
K-Rock. We were just starting to have fun, man. With the
96KRock.com. It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition. About 20 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine in a little less than 1 hour. We'll tell you where we're going when the time comes. Want to give you a little chance. We got a short break here because we ran a little long last time. So I want to give you a chance to
maybe we could just pitch it up.
Yeah, it would save a lot of time. We did this last week. Haney loves this, and I'm going to give everybody a chance that can get in and win a prize. Name the band. I'm going to give you band members. And as soon as you think you know the band, tell me. And if you're right, you're gonna win a prize. If you're wrong, we just go to the next caller, and they get a different band. But I'm going to name the members. 277-9600. If you think you know your rock bands.
There was a band called The Members.
That's true. Not here in this game. If you get a correct answer and you name the band, here's what we have for you. We got a bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce, complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan, tickets to an upcoming miracle game of your choice are coming to the end of the season. Stan and Haney bobbleheads. You'll get a pair of them. One Stan, one Haney.
Finally.
Together.
Finally.
Yep. We also have $50 to the pewter mug. Your job is to name the band. And I'm going to give you the members. Please jump in and tell me the name of the band as soon as you think you know it. 277-9600. I'll take the calls as they come in. And we'll see if you know your bands. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kyle from Naples. Ahoy.
Kyle, ahoy, buddy. You ready for your band?
Oh, my band. I wanted to comment on the phone lines.
What about them? What about them? You're talking to me.
What's up? Yeah, I've been calling even since the hairball. I was the guy who recommended Unskinny Bop a while ago, and I heard him talking about Dave.
Yeah.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I usually call for the hairball a lot. Yeah. I call you Mr. Zito.
Yeah, I'm Stan.
Oh, what's up, Stan?
Do you know what time of day it is?
Yeah, it's the Stan and Haney show, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought Zito was there just
all right, brother.
The break.
So you like the hairball. What do you think? What you like on Skinny Bop? What do you think's your favorite one? Hello?
Hello? Oh, let me see. Hold on. Are you punched in? Oh.
Hello? Dude.
Hello?
Hello?
Ahoy, who's this?
John.
John, you ready for your band?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You name the band, you're going to get a prize. You can't, we're going to move on and say goodbye to you. All right, you ready?
All right, deal.
As soon as you know the band, you tell me the name of the band.
Okay.
Michael McDermott.
Was he any relation to Chuck McDermott?
Wait a minute, Michael McDermott. Go ahead, who else?
Tommy Price. Hal B. Selzer. Dougie Needles.
And you. Is that it?
No. No.
That wasn't good.
Haney,
at all.
Do you know what
the No.
Band? And then the last one, Joan Jett.
Oh.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah. I don't feel bad about missing that. No.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rick from Naples.
Rick, you ready for your band?
Yes, I am.
All right, you tell me the band. Don Airey, Steve Morse, Roger Glover.
Deep Purple.
Yep, you got it. Ian Pace and David Coverdale. What would you like?
What about Ian Gillan?
You got Bernie Taupin?
Bernie Taupin? You got any Bernie Taupin?
I don't have any Bernie Taupin.
Okay.
You want Bernie City Diner?
Yes.
Yeah, I got that. Hold on. Name the band. Win a prize. Ahoy.
Step right up.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, you ready for your band?
Yep, bring it on.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. And then as soon as you know, you tell me.
Okay.
Steve Ferrone. Scott Thurston, Howie Epstein, Ron Blair, Stan Lynch, Ben Montench, Mike Campbell.
That's a big band.
Yeah.
Great band.
Any idea who's what band that is?
Oh, gosh, I can't think of.
Can
no,
I give
I don't
her
know.
Any hints?
I'm going to just take a wild guess. Is it Chicago?
No, it is not. Haney?
That's the Heartbreakers.
Yes, it is. Next one would be Tom Petty, thus Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 277-9600. All right, here we go.
La-da.
La-di-dee-dee.
Got a couple of jerks.
Yeah, a couple of boneheads.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this? Oh, these phones are screwy. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Todd.
Todd, you ready for your band?
I sure am.
All right. You, as soon as you know the band, you tell me who it is.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Denny Lane.
Yep.
Denny Sewell. Linda McCartney. McCartney. Any idea?
Wings?
What?
Wings?
Yep. Paul McCartney and Wings. Very good. What would you like?
Bernie City Diner.
Done. Hold on. Let's see. La da 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 dee.
La da.
All right, here we go. I got one here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. Steve.
Steve, you ready for your band?
Yeah, sure.
All right, as soon as you know the band, tell me. If you don't know the band, we're going to go to another caller.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. John Davison. Billy Sherwood. Alan White. Jeff Downs.
I'm sorry, what was that one?
Jeff, or I would say Joff Downs, but it's Jeff Jeff Downs.
Okay.
Any guess yet?
No, I don't
Steve
know.
Steve Howe.
Hmm. No, buddy, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a simple question.
Yep. No or.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the band. Yes. Let's see another one I can throw out here. Lata. Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Alex.
Alex, you ready for your band?
I think so.
Ronnie James Dio.
Rainbow?
Nope.
Sometimes it's better to wait.
Sometimes it's better to hear all the members. We'll save that one. La da da da. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Matthew Allen.
Matthew, you ready?
I am ready.
All right. You tell me the name this band. And if you get it, you're gonna win a prize.
Okay, Stan.
All right. Gary Peterson. Leonard Shaw. Derek Sharp. Rudy Sarzo.
Ah, Quiet Riot.
No. No. Haney?
Rudy's been in a couple
you
of bands.
You want to take a guess at that one?
You
want one more member?
Yes.
Randy Bachman.
Randy Bachman played with Rudy Sarzo?
Guess who? That's the band the way it is now.
Oh, he's in it now.
Yeah. Yep.
I had no idea that they played together.
Yep.
Rudy Sarzo, the bass player for Quiet Riot and Ozzy, and now plays with the Guess Who.
All right, let's see which one. I'm going to do one more. Then we're going to take him or give somebody else a chance.
Boy,
to
when
win.
He was playing with Bob Daisley and Lee Kerslake, boy, they had it together.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Lisa.
Lisa, you're ready for your band?
I think so.
All right. Let's take a look. Michelle Loopy, Michael Devin, Joel Hoekstra, Reb Beach, Tommy Aldridge. You want one more?
Yeah, I'll take one more.
David Coverdale.
Not Whitesnake, is it?
Yes, it is Whitesnake. Yes, it is.
When you said Tommy Aldridge,
that first one threw me off.
Yeah, Tommy Aldridge has been in like 75 bands.
Yep. Well, this is the sheet that I have. We got to go with who's on there, and you got it. You got it. What would you like?
You know, I tuned it in the middle of the show.
Baba Kusaw, Stan and Haney bobbleheads, miracle game tickets, a complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan, Bernie's City Diner, or the pewter mug.
I'll take the pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. There you go. Hey, I'm going to give Haney one here, just to wrap it up. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wendell Richardson. John Bundrick. Paul Kozoff. Andy.
Free.
Yep. Very good, Haney. Very good. Let's do one more for you. La da da dee.
Well, you are in such a pleasant mood today.
All right, here we go. Paul Samuel Smith. Jim McCarty. Jeff Beck. Eric Clapton.
Yardbirds?
Yep. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic.
Which is very tricky because everybody in the Yardbirds was in every other band.
Yep, it's the truth. First look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going way back again. We'll do that later on. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage.
What about your baggage? What about yours?
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
See, we're self-aware. They're not.
I know that. I want to give a big shout-out. She just texted us, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's a nice thing. Hold on, where did it go? Oh, here it is. Jackie wants to give a little shout-out to her husband, Dale. It is their 30th wedding anniversary, Jackie and Dale.
And they're celebrating it?
They're celebrating it. I think if you make it 30 years...
Well...
I can't, you know, I don't know the feeling.
If they're celebrating it.
Yeah, they're celebrating 30 years.
They may be marking the anniversary, or they could be celebrating it.
She says celebrating.
Well, then that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. I'm sure they've had their ups and downs. I'm sure there were a few times where Jackie was ready to leave Dale, especially, you know, with the kids. Mm-hmm.
Over 30 years, you'd imagine there were some indiscretions.
Yep. Dale, she's forgiven you. Okay?
Let's not bring it up.
Yep. Neither one of you need to continue walking around like you got a chip on your shoulder. The past is the past. Happy 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You made it. Right, Dale?
Yeah. It's at this point, it would be silly. I mean, it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah. But don't turn over rocks that you don't want to see what's underneath it.
Yeah. Don't reflect on all 30 of the years.
Yeah. There was a good 15. Happy anniversary to both of you, Jackie
see,
and
that's,
Dale.
That's why we don't have fun. We don't enjoy anything because we know what's going to happen.
We know
already.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, kid just graduating high. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great? Yeah. 30 years. Yeah. I want to get married and be like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, statistically.
Ain't going to happen. Naples Nissan. But hold on, what?
But when you actually see people.
Yeah.
Forget about, you know, in love and all of this nonsense. Two people.
Yeah.
That have been together as man and wife for 30 years that can still stand the sight of one another.
No kidding.
That's a victory in itself.
With all the habits. Naples Nissan, Aaron Walker continuing to load up that freighter, that barge with all the bombs, the clunkers, the junks, the POSs.
Get the junk out of here.
And what was it for you? Drag it in there. $5,000 for your trade-in, minimum, guaranteed, only at Naples Nissan.
And he's not kidding. A lot of people go, is that real? No, he's had people have a tow truck just drop an ungodly POS. And, yeah, that's the deal. No matter what it is, he can somehow do this deal of $5,000 towards a new Nissan.
Minimum. And they put that towards a new Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Pathfinder.
You can imagine if a vehicle can get there under its own power, you might get a premium for that.
Absolutely. Check it out. Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. As Haney always likes to say, name drop a little bit. Tell him you know Stan and Haney, and where's that Aaron Walker or his son? Make me a deal. Naples Nissan.
I'm sorry, Aaron's not here. Well, then I need to speak to Chad.
Yep.
And then if anybody sasses you, you go, I'm here because of Stan and Haney, and I expect to be treated as such.
And then cross your fingers.
Yep. Good work.
Some sad news. Another one of our people growing up that we loved watching in wrestling. Wrestling legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart has passed away, according to the WWE. He was 63. Passed away this morning after suffering a medical emergency at his home in Florida. According to emergency dispatch and personnel, were called around 6:30 a.m. this morning about a man having seizures and convulsions. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, dead at 63. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Boy, we're busy. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Laurel Drive and North Tamiami Trail. Then we'll go to Fort Myers. Crash, South Point Boulevard, the 6,000 block. Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard and College Parkway. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and State Road 82. Not surprising there. That's a mess. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Crash, Homestead Road North, right at the Lee Town Center Plaza. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Let's see what's coming up. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Now, I don't want to start a panic or anything, but there's no easy way to say this.
What?
Drunken, angry wasps are on the rampage right now.
I don't like that one bit.
It's unpleasant.
No, ridiculous.
Yeah, I could do the TV sweeps week thing. You know what? Let's try that again.
All right.
I'll just forget I did that headline, and I'll do it over
like
again
for sweeps, you.
Like
sweeps.
Yeah, like a TV sweeping. Yeah. Drunken, angry wasps are on the rampage right now. Could your child be at risk?
That's what they do. That's what they do.
You take anything and throw on at the end, could your child be at risk?
Yep.
That's ratings gold right there.
Yep.
You watch. You can tell when the TV news is in their ratings season, it'll all be, Is your child at risk?
Yep. They really sensationalize it.
And more importantly, is it coming to Southwest Florida?
Yeah.
Stan, you have tried before to deal with these dating websites.
Oh, God.
And you were informed that there was no match for you anywhere.
In the entire world.
And you proved them wrong.
Yeah, I did, eventually.
9 million dating profiles were looked at to determine what genre of music you should like to get a date. Oh, this is going to be a good day for you, Stan. There is nothing you enjoy more than a mugshot going viral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A 19-year-old woman from Texas had her mugshot go viral, and now people are seeking her out for makeup tips.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There's only one mugshot that really got me.
I know.
She was adorable.
But you remember that guy, they called him the hot felon?
Yep.
He got picked up as a male model, dumped his wife, and took up with the daughter of one of the richest guys in England, and now all you ever see is pictures of him on a yacht.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I see her. Do not ever show me the picture until Haney asks for the reveal.
Oh, did he show it already?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You shouldn't have done that. That is. Oh.
Because yeah, I have to be judge and jury.
And he should not see it until the news.
Yeah.
See?
He's new.
We're talking about our new producer.
Yep, Junior.
And I know he thinks he was doing the right thing by being on top
Very
of it that
proactive.
Quick, but it's got to be revealed at the proper time.
Yep. For me to get a first reaction.
Do you think you can unsee that for me?
I wasn't that impressed.
And finally, another story Stan can relate to. A terrified man calls the police as he is being stalked by a baby squirrel.
Oh, yes.
You were stalked by an angry
Hell
squirrel.
Hell yeah, I've been stalked by a lot of things. Chipmunk, squirrel, raccoon.
You name it.
Yep, I've been stalked.
Snapping turtles. Yeah. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We can use it. Use a little bit of laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ah, there they are. That's gotten hot again for some reason.
But very good speed.
But very good speed. Good speed.
You don't need speed right now because you already got it.
Yep, I need levels.
We run into problems occasionally, and it's mainly during Stan's grab bag where he will pick up audio of a woman yammering and yammering on. And
cutting through you like a knife.
I got to take my headphones off. I can't take it. And that sort of fits in with what we're doing today. On today's list of the
top
things a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Top things a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Hello, I'm your new boss.
Yep.
Oh, wow, your name is trending on Twitter, along with hashtag Me Too. Hey, buddy, welcome to the friend zone.
Oh, my God. I don't want to even be your friend there, lady.
So, I just went through your browser history. They see nothing wrong with
that. They don't, and there's a big problem with that.
But see, if you do that to her, how dare you?
Yep. Oh, that's true.
There's just, you have to employ what's known as cognitive dissonance to be in a relationship. Exactly. Change the channel. Time for the Bachelorette. Can you acknowledge that women are people rather than categorize them all as either sex objects, nagging witches, or lonely cat ladies?
Shut up, Dave!
Thanks for putting the kids to bed. It's nice to have a partner who takes an equal role in parenting. By the way, it's your turn to clean the poop off the baby swing. So how much would you pay to keep your wife from finding out about us? Can you mansplain that to me again? It wasn't nearly condescending enough. I hope you like cats. I've got 7.
Oh, God.
I'm reading this great book on the benefits of celibacy.
Oh, they love that one.
And finally, yes. The very top thing a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Yes.
I'm just getting out of a relationship right about now, so I needed someone with no future to rebound with. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock round. What do you need?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie, email time.
You know, I do have to say, that was the first major mistake I've seen from the new producer. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, oh, he's doing a tremendous job. But he'll learn about the reveal.
He'll never forget the reveal.
No, whenever there is a an 18-year-old guy that's had sex with his teacher, I need the reveal of the teacher. Do we slap her on the wrist or put her away? Throw away the key.
See, that's a key decision he has to make during the newscast. Can't see it ahead of time. It spoils everything.
It ruins my reaction. All right, let's go. This is from Mr. Budinsky, who writes, "Hey, guys, another epic woo episode of Waterman's World Bites the Dust. Reminds me of a college radio station with a 10-watt blowtorch permeating the airwaves. I don't know, guys. Perhaps he's simply not cut out for this. The jury is still out." Signed,
well, what
Mr.
else
Budinsky.
Is he going to do?
That ain't our responsibility. He's 42.
Somehow he's become our responsibility. I don't know how it happened.
This is from Troy. "Dear Stan and Haney, I just walked in from work. This was on Friday. And had the radio on and heard Dave say he knows how to fly an Airbus 320.
Mm-hmm.
And something about flying FedEx planes.
Mm-hmm.
WTF. I think Stan and I are losing it together. I couldn't let this go. This opened so many thoughts that I could run with, but I will leave you with this. You can call Dave the magician now. That dude pulls more things out of his butt daily that we can't figure out where it comes from. Tell him to loosen up the sweatbands. Sincerely, Troy."
Whoa.
What did he say? He was also in the ventures?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Stick pin. This is from Eric. Eric writes, "Guys, I just relocated to El Paso, Texas. After living in Southwest Florida for 13 years, I didn't miss a day of listening to the show. Afternoons to mornings, back to afternoon. Got a chance to listen this afternoon and will have iHeart locked in every day. His time, not ours. Noon till 4. Keep on putting on the best show on the air.
Signed, Eric, El Paso, Texas, Stickpin.
That's some loyalty right there.
Right there.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Let's see. Guys, this is from Bob regarding D-Train. Professional to the core, great sense of humor, and supporter of our veterans. God bless you, D-Train, and much success in the future.
Can't say enough good stuff about D-Train.
Yep.
And he trained our new guy
yep.
for several weeks.
Perfect.
And couldn't ask for more from D-Train. He gave it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, let me ask, Dave, pass or fail? I asked Zito. I said, what grade would you give him? He said, D+. Do you think?
All right, that's nearly a C.
Yeah.
Almost a C minus.
Almost. Do you think there will be a show this weekend or every weekend? Guys, you got Antifa marching in Washington, D.C. Against the right who barely had a presence
Good
of their own
Lord.
Rally.
Did you see?
Why? Because of fear of Antifa. Screw them.
Did you see Charlottesville?
Yep.
There was no white supremacist there, but all the Antifa was out in the streets, and you know
all
what?
All masked.
And you know the things that they were chanting and the signs that they were
viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. We'll tell you where we're going. We're going to look at the middle of the pack on what was on the pop charts this very week in a particular year. Also about a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. Xfinity. Get ready because Xfinity has got the best deal of the year if you want to get hooked up. And I'm telling you, it is the best deal of the year. Now through August 27th, you can get the best deal of the year with Xfinity Internet. Here it is. TV for only $35 each a month for the next 2 years. That's Xfinity Internet and TV for only $35 each a month for the next 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement.
Fast, fast, fast.
You'll get more speed than ever. And HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax included
what?
For a year.
Are you kidding me?
This is absolutely a no-brainer. No-brainer. Best deal of the year.
That was a dream of mine when I was a small child, to have every channel.
Seriously, guys. Get to your local Xfinity store and experience everything they have to offer. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. This is, I'm telling you, the best deal of the year. 1-800-XFINITY. Restrictions apply.
Nice.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, we're still getting Road Watcher reports from that chemical spill earlier. Northbound appears to still be closed as there is a sign saying I-75 closed at Bayshore Road driving north. That all comes from a chemical spill which shut down all of I-75 up there for several hours. Looks like northbound still closed. We got a crash at Fort Myers, Heritage Cove Boulevard, and A&W Bulb Road. North Fort Myers, crash, Laurel Drive and North Tamiami Trail. This one also in Lehigh Acres, crash, Homestead Road North at the Lehigh Town Center Plaza. And you are up to date. We do it every week. We take a look back as to what was on the charts this very day, this very week, in a particular year. We're going to look at the middle of the pack today.
Oh, this is a good one.
Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here.
The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
Remember,
oh, I can barely remember.
I'll bet you dance to it.
Oh, so long ago.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 15.
Remember this one? Andy Kim.
Love it. You know, Andy Kim is also our secret weapon. A lot of people don't know his name, but very much involved in the North Korea negotiations. Ah. Andy Kim.
Ain't it good? Ain't it right?
Still hit that post beautifully.
You are with me here tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Music playing.
Dave should learn that.
My body swaying in time.
Gold right there.
Yes, sir. That was number 15 this week in 74. Andy Kim coming in at number 14 this week. Grand Funk Shining On.
You're in a cop movie.
Yeah. Getting ready for the big bust.
Yep. Today's the day, Stan. We're taking Sanchez down once and for all. Like nobody's business.
I don't remember this song.
No. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool kid. to listen to Grand Funk.
Yeah. Grand Funk, number 14 this week with Shining On.
You know, in 1974, nobody knew anything about reggae.
No. Till Slowhand decided to take a Bob Marley song.
And America said, hey, what's that?
Yeah. That's not like calypso music. It's reggae.
All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy.
See, we love all this stuff.
Say,
listening to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're Clapton, it'd just remind you how effed up you were.
Yeah, because he wasn't in good shape in 1974. Coming off the horse,
yep,
and discovering booze.
Yep, mainline Florida.
Yep.
They say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John.
When I was a little kid, I remember being in our family station wagon and this song coming on. And my
mom, where we got a lot of our musical education was in the family wagon.
My mom got so upset about this song, she would always want to change it.
Why?
Because it made no sense to her. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Yeah? Oh, I can't listen to this.
I shot the sheriff. But I swear it was in self-defense.
Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff, number 13 this week. Oh, we were just talking about him. Bachman Turner, Overdrive. This song has lived a long life.
Mm-hmm. Was a great hit song for the band and then a great commercial.
Yeah.
I wonder what they would have thought as they're writing this song if someone, you know, from the future said, oh yeah, that'll be a pretty good hit for you, but that's not where you're going to make your money. It's going to be a big jingle for a big corporation. You're going to play it all the time.
And I'm sure, like Randy Bachman did, how big's the check? This is my music. I ain't giving it away for a cheap ad.
Mm.
How much?
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
This one song, using it for commercial use, he'd not have to write another song as long as he lived. He'd live comfortably.
Man, I should have written better songs. Because when it comes to the commercial stuff, the song has to have been around for, you know, like 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah. To be immediately recognizable and played a lot. And it's in it, and what we're buying here is the chorus, okay?
That's what we're buying?
Keep your words.
Yep.
We want the hook.
We want the riff and the hook.
Yeah. Here it comes. This is what we're buying.
Right here.
Because we sell business supplies. You wrote this for us. No, I didn't. How much?
Take
taking care of business and working overtime workout.
All right. Take good care of your business.
Take good care of my business when I'm away.
Okay.
Every day.
Woo! Woo! Rock on.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. Last song we're going to take a look at was just out of the top 10 this week in 1974. Wet Willie.
What a great song.
Well, you say you got the blues. You got holes in both your shoes. Yeah, you're feeling alone and confused. You got to keep on smiling. Just keep on smiling. Yeah, you're about to go insane.
Smiling.
Keep on smiling through the rain.
Well, your real smile is great, but your forced fake smile, oh, it's terrible. like a Peter Strzok smile.
Keep on smiling through the rain.
Showed him the door today, or was it Friday?
Yeah, well, the news broke today.
That Peter Strzok, what a piece of work.
Yeah.
You know what? He is a disgrace to the FBI. He needs to go back and learn how it's done from John O'Neill, who was on the case, and if anybody had listened to him, 9/11 would have never happened.
Amen.
You gotta keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Brother, keep on smiling.
Yeah, brother.
Right on.
You found a piece of land. Gonna change from city boy to country man.
Yeah, why not?
Try to build your life with your hand. And just keep on smiling. Keep on smiling. Keep on smiling through the rain.
The number one song in the land this week in 1974 was the Paper Lace hit "The Night Chicago Died."
What a great time!
Na 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 na.
Yeah, love that song.
Yeah, this was a good time. This was a good time for rock and roll and singer songwriters.
And it brings me right back to such a happy time in my life. I was talking to my daughter about it. Growing up at the time that I grew up in Daytona, right around 74. I was born in 66 and I was there until 76. But just the way it was, there weren't too many people there yet. And everywhere we went, and you don't know this until it's taken away from you.
Of course.
But like if we were going to see my grandmother or we were going to the store or we were going out to eat or whatever, more often than not, we would drive on the beach to get there. And it's like I saw the beach every day, and it wasn't like, you know, how it is now where, okay, let's pack up everything. We're going to have to make a day of it. We're going to the beach. We could just decide to take a left turn instead of a right turn.
Yep.
And be on the beach. And this was on the radio.
Mark
just something about being close to the ocean feels good.
Yep. Arcadia in the News is next. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Don't worry about dinner tonight, Haney. I got your dinner already set aside.
Oh, you do?
KJ's. KJ's Steakhouse stopped by earlier today to bring everybody lunch, and I said, hold it a second. Got to make you Haney a plate. It's in the fridge. You've got some steak, some meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
Twice baked potatoes, and oh, some baked three bean deal that's like spectacular.
I cannot wait. Thanks for looking out for me. And you know what? I'd just like to take a moment, and it goes without saying, we all know Kay, okay? Superstar. But I want to thank Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because without Jay, you don't have Kay and Jay.
Right. It's two KJs.
Yeah.
US 41, Fort Myers. You want to give, they're really good. They're right by Pagefield, 275-4745. So you've got dinner taken
care of. Can I see that?
Tonight. Yeah, they got some great stuff over there at KJ's.
I love looking at menus.
Yeah, nothing better. Nothing better than eyeballing a menu and seeing what you want.
That's half the fun of going to a restaurant.
Yeah, look at the menu.
Ooh.
They're great people. We got to meet the people that run the place, and they're good people. So thank you, KJ's.
I'm looking at their menu, and I would have a hard time. That to me is the sign of a good restaurant where you're looking at the menu. I can't decide. This sounds good. This sounds good. This sounds good. Oh, why not live it up and have three dinners?
Junior, make sure he doesn't leave the building without taking his food with him. Make sure it's still in there. Is it still in the refrigerator?
See, the producer's learning the ins and outs of the job now. One of the producer's jobs is to make sure I don't forget to take food home.
Is it there?
You got dinner.
Okay, good. Here's another thing, because we have our refrigerator in your room over there. Do you see how it looks a little lopsided? Like the legs, at some point, can you level that thing out so once the frost starts building up in it, it doesn't leak all over your stuff?
You got it, boss.
All right.
Ooh, this looks good.
The other thing is it is on, isn't it? It is keeping his food cool. Just stick your hand in there and make sure that it's cool.
But don't touch the food.
Yeah, don't finger the food.
You said stick your hand in there.
Is it cool?
It's not as cool as it could be.
Well, is it plugged in?
Yeah, it's plugged in.
Is the motor running?
I think.
I hope so. I would think that thing would be frosted up by now.
Ooh, look at this.
What?
Did we get any chicken stingers?
We got some chicken, but that all left. That was all eaten. I didn't even get any.
Fried tenders tossed in our boom boom sauce with two cheeses, pico and sour cream.
Yeah, I think they had that there. They had some chicken dish there. That went fast. The meatloaf is great, though. And the steak is good.
Millionaire bacon.
No, I don't know. There wasn't any millionaire bacon.
Thick caramelized bourbon glazed.
Look, you got the beans,
bacon.
You got the twice baked potato, you got the steak, and you got the meatloaf.
All right.
Okay.
I'm very happy to have it. I would have liked some chicken stingers.
Okay. Then go down there, and they'll be glad to serve you up, just like everybody else that would go down there and order something off the menu.
Now, here's my idea of
a
salad.
Oh, for Pete's sake. What?
They call it the showdown, Stan.
Yeah.
Sirloin grilled to order on crisp greens, gorgonzola cheese, roasted red peppers, red onions, and tomatoes.
I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
That's a good, healthy salad.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Yep. Now,
thinking healthy.
Yeah.
All right, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash North Cleveland Avenue and Pine Island Road. I'm sorry, that's just a disabled vehicle. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. 10,000 block of Fowler Street. We've got a hit and run. Fort Myers, Three Oaks Parkway and Alico Road. Crash. Fort Myers, Gateway Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. One more for you.
It's a crash, Fort Myers, Heritage Cove Boulevard, and A&W Bulb Road.
Is there a cove there with some history?
Don't believe so. Mark?
We don't really have any coves.
No, there isn't. That's just a nice sounding name.
Okay.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
I think they have a cove you need, like mountains and volcanic activity.
Roseanne
Caverns.
Yeah. Warner Wolf, Spencer
like what those kids from Thailand got trapped in.
Hi, yes. I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 13th.
Double M X V Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. We live in a world that is all based on what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, we're in that kind of business too.
We're numb to it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, only because there's nothing we can do about it.
Nope. There's nothing we can do about it.
So, what have you done for me lately? How short is the memory? You think of someone who would be untouchable, Winston Churchill, right as we declare victory. The war is over. We've beaten the Nazis. We won. You would think he would be at the height of his popularity.
Which he was.
Winston Churchill was voted out of office as Prime Minister of England just 2 months after defeating the Nazis. A gent by the name of Clement Attlee beat him in a landslide. Apparently, voters thought a different party would be better in peacetime.
Winston Churchill had the last laugh because in the 1950s, he once again became prime minister. Mm-hmm. They knew what they lost.
But think about that. 2 months after he's literally saved the whole country, maybe we should go a different direction.
Yep. Oh, we're peacetime now. Let's get another guy, like a Neville Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the whole thing, the king had to step down, and he was friendly with the Nazis.
He sure was. But he got the last laugh. They realized what a horrible mistake they made and once again elected him.
As a percentage of the population, Stan, how many people do you think have a college degree, percentage-wise?
U.S. or the world?
World.
Much lower than it would be if you said the United States. 15%.
World population, 6.7% of the people in the world have a college degree.
Yeah, you're going to take a lot of the countries, your impoverished third world nations.
Hey. Don't use hate speech.
That ain't... Just by you bringing up those numbers, that's hate speech.
Anything you say is hate speech.
I know it.
What's the biggest American city?
Population or land?
Size.
What you think you know this?
Is it Houston?
I was just about to say what he's doing right now is either brilliant or a horrible mistake. No middle ground.
I wouldn't say Houston, and I wouldn't say New York City either. That's very small. Los Angeles is a sprawl city.
Well, what Jacksonville did, where basically Duval County became the city of Jacksonville,
I don't think
Miami-Dade.
There's got to be some place like in Alaska.
You are exactly right.
Is there?
The biggest American city is Sitka, Alaska. In its metropolitan city limits, it covers 2,870 square miles. That would make the city of Sitka, Alaska, twice the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah, and probably a lot less people. Well, it's the middle of nowhere.
About 9,000 people call it home.
Oh, see? I grew up in a small town called Canton, Connecticut, and I think when I was there, they had just touched 7,000 people living in a small little town. Mm-hmm. Now you got the biggest landmass city in the world, and they got 9,000 people. Yeah. You can go days without seeing a person.
And I know you don't like to brag about your hometown, but it's common knowledge. Stan put the cant in Canton.
Damn right I did. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Can't.
Yep. You can't spell can't without Canton.
Yep.
If you thought August was going to be a peaceful month.
Oh, guess again.
Think again. Is your child at risk?
Yeah.
You have something new to worry about, folks. Drunken, angry wasps.
What are they, jumping on like a rotting fruit or something?
Well, Stan, I'm glad you asked me that question. And it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
When wasps go out looking for sweet fluids to drink.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind what a wasp perceives as sweet and what you perceive as sweet. Oh. Two different things.
Oh, absolutely.
They usually find something they like in rotting fermented fruit and garbage cans.
It's the breakdown. It's and then it turns to alcohol, I think.
Yep. And since they're tiny, even a sip of that is enough to get them hammered. And it's a scientific fact that wasps are angry, aggressive drunks.
Oh, they'll attack you?
Mm-hmm. So they go in, they find some nice rotted fruit, drink it up, they get hammered, and then they fly off all drunk and pissed, just looking to sting you.
Jeez.
Now, on the bright side, it should only last a few weeks, but until then, if you see a wasp, don't think you can trust it to act like a wasp.
It's drunk.
Not himself.
Was it you that told me, because I watched it last night for the first time, I was prey.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I am so glad you watched
that. It is a lot like that I Survived.
Yeah, because I was telling you about it, and you're like, I don't care. And I'm like, no, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm channel surfing last night, and I'm like, I was prey. I said, I think Haney told me to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a guy that was attacked by a grizzly bear in the mountains in Canada. And the other one was this old lady who was a bird watcher. She would go, while her husband played golf, she'd go out birding.
I always thought that was made up to cover up for some other activity.
I don't know. She had her cameras and stuff. Rabid coyote.
Oh, jeez.
That just tore her up. And she evidently fought with it for a long time. The coyote went and bit her in the leg.
But didn't give up?
And she cracked him over the head with her camera, and she thought, oh, he would run away. She said he took two steps back and lunged again, got the other leg, got the arms, and then the coup de grace went to the face, ripped her lip open, ripped her nose open, and she finally dove into a canal, swam to the other side, and crawled to a farmhouse for help. And then the rangers had to go find the
rabid coyote.
They found him, killed him. He was rabid. And then she goes and says in the thing, she had to take the rabies shots and all of that. They didn't know if the rabies shots were going to work because her wounds were so close to her spine and central nervous system that it,
that's a closed system.
Yeah, it might have overridden the, the rabies. She started tearing up because they had to wait and see if she got the rabies. And she can once you get that, she could spread it. So she couldn't kiss her husband for 3 months.
All that frothing at the mouth.
Yeah. Coyote that wouldn't give up.
They're everywhere, man.
And they'll get rabid on you.
You know,
I was prey.
I'm sitting out on the patio at night, and I've heard the coyotes for a long time. And, you know, I'm not a great judge of distance, but I've heard them, and they sound like they're probably like a mile away where they do the howl and then the yips.
Yeah, yeah.
And just within, I think maybe 2 weeks maximum, it very recent, I'm sitting there and I'm used to hearing that, but I hear it and it's like right on top of me.
Yeah, well, they're breeding. They're getting
and
close.
And when they do that out of the blue,
yeah,
and it had to be within 15 feet of me.
Oh,
I never saw it. But it is so loud when it's right near you.
And like they say, most coyotes like that, you know, they're afraid of you. And most times if you go and run into them, you can scare them off. Because she said first thing she'd try to act big. It didn't work. They'll run off. You get a rabid one, they'll fight
all
to
bets
the death.
Are off, yeah.
All bets off.
Yeah. And there's, evidently there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
You just can't get them all.
No.
So we're supposed to give up?
You never give up. Just like this lady never gave up, Haney. She fought and fought and fought that this...
Yeah, but now we were stuck with an elderly woman that's rabid.
Well, she came through okay.
She couldn't even kiss her husband.
No, for 3 months.
I'm sure that just... Totally destroyed him.
Let me tell you something. He realized he wasn't missing much.
He was like, thank God. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when it comes to the dating game, we know the most important thing is a heavily doctored photo that makes you look passable.
Yep.
But there is a little more to it than that, you know. Yeah, sometimes I have to fill out a questionnaire.
Yeah.
And one of the dating sites, Plenty of Fish, analyzed 9 million profiles to find out what genres of music were the most attractive.
Uh-huh.
So you faked your picture. You may have to fake what
right.
kind of music you like
yeah.
so that someone will give you the time of day.
Yeah. If you're a big hip-hop fan, yeah. you might have to say country.
Yes. All you have to do is change everything about yeah. yourself and what you believe, and yeah. then someone will date you.
Yeah.
For men, the answer by a mile... Country.
Oh, really? Country. Country
men,
cowboy.
Men who put country music as one of their interests received 32% more messages and were 65% more likely yeah. to find a match.
Yeah.
What about the ladies?
Yeah, what about them?
For the ladies, the best genre is classic rock.
Yeah.
They were 68% more likely to get a match. But don't get too enthused, ladies. Don't rock too hard. Because women who admitted to liking metal, instead of a 68% bump, only received a 9% bump.
Yeah, see, it's different. You, such as myself, a country gentleman.
Mm-hmm. The study also lost all credibility when it pointed out that women who like classical music and men who like rap are the most likely to be seeking a long-term relationship.
What, are you kidding me?
But maybe not with each other
right.
so much. thump, thump, thump.
Yeah, that's a nice blend.
Yep. Makeup tutorials on Instagram and YouTube are evidently a big deal. So glad we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
There is a 19-year-old woman. Her name is Marshalla Perkin. I think the S is silent.
Yep. Yeah.
She lives in Commerce, Texas, and was arrested back in February for possession of the Mary Jane. Devil's lettuce.
Yep.
Now, her mugshot got out there, and people noticed. I guess her makeup looks just great in her mugshot, and she is an aspiring makeup artist, and right before she was arrested, she had been on Facebook Live, I guess demonstrating the makeup. Someone tweeted the mugshot a few weeks ago and said, "We need a tutorial, free her." Apparently, many people appreciated her prowess with makeup. The tweet went viral, and she has been bombarded with requests for makeup tips. So now, because she got arrested, she's taking private appointments, launching Instagram accounts and YouTube channels to capitalize on her new fame in the makeup world.
Well, let me tell you something about her. What's her first name?
Her name be Marshalla Perkin.
Yep. Get used to prison life, Marshalla Perkin, because you'll be using them Skittles for eyeshadow, okay? Try to work with that.
Oh, they can.
I know they can. You got some pros in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Yeah, man. You should see some of the masterpieces, the pieces of art made with Skittles.
Yep. The old Skittle work.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do for lipstick?
Skittles.
That too? I know they use it for the eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, what color Skittle are you using?
Right. You know, use an orange one.
Yep. And sometimes you got to blend, you know. You know, sometimes jail is the right place for certain people to be.
Yeah.
Because it limits your options.
Right.
And you got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So you go, well, what do I have?
Work with what you got.
I got some Skittles.
Oh.
You know, I bet somehow I could kill somebody with a Skittle. And they'll find a way.
Yep.
If it's possible, they'll do it.
Yep.
A man in Germany called police in a panic last Thursday because he was being hunted by a wild animal.
See?
He became prey.
I was prey.
The panicked man told police he was being stalked and was under threat. They dispatched a police unit to help.
Yeah.
And it turns out the man was absolutely telling the truth. The police witnessed the animal still chasing the man when they arrived. The ferocious beast who has forgotten his place in the food chain.
Yeah.
A baby squirrel.
A squirrel?
A baby squirrel. Quick thinking police were able to catch the attacking squirrel after it ran out of energy and lied down to take a nap.
Aww. Aww.
And no, it wasn't rabbit or anything like that. It was just a baby squirrel. They think it was chasing him because it somehow believed that the man was its new mommy.
Aww.
That's why it wouldn't leave him alone. He just wanted to be held.
Oh, look at this little thing. Aww.
And And that's the news for today, Monday, August 13th.
Double M X V Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
I am not your mother!
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Get away from me!
Bringing us news. Let me give you a little tip.
Helping!
Helpinsy. Squirrels are in your rodentia. A lot of people, you know, you associate rats and you associate your chipmunks and your squirrels.
But they're buck-tooth varmints.
Yeah, and they are not a known big rabies carrier. The ones that get the rabies are your non-buck teethers, your possums, your raccoons, your bats. They're the one. Your coyotes. They're the ones you gotta watch. That's how your dog and cat can catch them. Your buck-tooth varmints. They don't carry rabies.
You know why we got coyotes?
Why?
Because all the wolves have been killed off between here and the west. And so the coyotes realized there's nothing stopping us from going over
that
there
wall,
now.
That wolf wall has come down.
Yep.
They go right across the border.
And all these biologists that are looking into it, that's what they've all come to. They go, well, if you don't want coyotes, then you're going to have to welcome in, you know, a pack of wolves.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon with an update from our road watchers as to I-75 northbound after the chemical spill.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Northbound, it appears to be still closed. I just got this text. I-75 still closed, mile marker 152 northbound. And thanks to George from LaBelle, sent actually a picture as well.
Bad news.
There's nothing on I-75 right now. Northbound, closed. Let's see. What else we got for you? These are all Fort Myers. We've got a crash, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. Disabled vehicle, Fowler Street in the 10,000 block. Hit and run. Three Oaks Parkway and Alico Road. All my ways of getting home are trapped right now. Crash.
That's why I live in the building here.
Fort Myers, Gateway Boulevard, Daniels Parkway.
You know, there's room for another cot in the office.
I know, but it'll be cramped. Fort Myers, still working the crash. Heritage Grove Boulevard and A&W Bulb Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My name is Zach Galifianakis, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm named after my granddad, my middle name. My native name is Zach Granddad Galifianakis.
When you look like I do, it's hard to get a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese. I was at the Natalie Merchant Laser Show the other day, and when I wrote this next piece of business.
Never meet anyone online and agree to meet them out in public. I did that. The first thing the woman says to me is, "You don't look like Matt Damon." And I said, "You don't look like Penny Marshall." If you read my blog, you know I'm a Pilates freak, and have you seen this show on Lifetime about that woman?
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing.
We're going to be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ah, there they are. That's gotten hot again for some reason.
But very good speed.
But very good speed. Good speed.
You don't need speed right now because you already got it.
Yep, I need levels.
We run into problems occasionally, and it's mainly during Stan's grab bag where he will pick up audio of a woman yammering and yammering on. And
cutting through you like a knife.
I got to take my headphones off because I can't take it. And that sort of fits in with what we're doing today. On today's list of the
top
things a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Top things a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Hello, I'm your new boss.
Yep.
Oh, wow, your name is trending on Twitter, along with hashtag me too. Hey, buddy. Welcome to the friend zone.
Oh, my God. I don't want to even be your friend there, lady.
So, I just went through your browser history. They see nothing wrong with
that. They don't, and there's a big problem with that.
But see, if you do that to her, how dare you?
Yep. Oh, that's true.
There's just, you have to employ what's known as cognitive dissonance to be in a relationship. Exactly. Change the channel. Time for the Bachelorette. Can you acknowledge that women are people rather than categorize them all as either sex objects, nagging witches, or lonely cat ladies?
Shut up, Dave!
Thanks for putting the kids to bed. It's nice to have a partner who takes an equal role in parenting. By the way, it's your turn to clean the poop off the baby swing. So how much would you pay to keep your wife from finding out about us? Can you mansplain that to me again? It wasn't nearly condescending enough. I hope you like cats. I've got 7.
Oh, God.
I'm reading this great book on the benefits of celibacy.
That one.
And finally, yes. The very top thing a man does not want to hear from a woman.
Yes.
I'm just getting out of a relationship right about now, so I needed someone with no future to rebound with. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock. What do you need?
Elvis has left the building.
Bad tip,
Freddy, email time.
You know, I do have to say, that was the first major mistake I've seen from the new producer. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, oh, he's doing a tremendous job. But he'll learn about the reveal.
He'll never forget the reveal.
No, whenever there is a an 18-year-old guy that's had sex with his teacher, I need the reveal of the teacher. Do we slap her on the wrist or put her away, throw away the key?
See, that's a key decision he has to make during the newscast. Can't see it ahead of time. It spoils everything.
It ruins my reaction. All right, let's go. This is from Mr. Budinsky, who writes, "Hey, guys, another epic woo episode of Waterman's World Bites the Dust. Reminds me of a college radio station with a 10-watt blowtorch permeating the airwaves. I don't know, guys.
perhaps he's simply not cut out for this. The jury is still out. Signed,
well, what
Mr.
else
Budinsky.
Is he going to do?
That ain't our responsibility. He's 42.
Somehow he's become our responsibility. I don't know how it happened.
This is from Troy. Dear Stan and Haney, I just walked in from work. This was on Friday. And had the radio on and heard Dave say he knows how to fly an Airbus 320.
Mm-hmm.
And something about flying FedEx planes.
Mm-hmm.
WTF. I think Stan and I are losing it together. I couldn't let this go. This opened so many thoughts that I could run with, but I will leave you with this. You can call Dave the magician now. That dude pulls more things out of his butt daily that we can't figure out where it comes from. Tell him to loosen up the sweatbands. Sincerely, Troy.
Whoa.
What did he say? He was also in the ventures?
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.